And which one is it?
Sure.
But which, okay, but it's a specific one.
The left.
Okay, so say it all together. It's mine.
It's your left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
What is this?
Lips.
And the other word for the whole thing?
Lips.
And it the other word that begins with M?
Mouth.
Okay. All right, and a part of your body, you might say, well, I got a chicken bone stuck in my
throat.
Okay, and you wear a tie around your
neck.
What do you call this part above your teeth? Or below?
Gum.
Okay. What do you call this
part? Six now.
I won't get to the good part, sorry.
Why? Go ahead.
It's not in here. What do you call this part of your hand?
Huh? Palm.
Okay, what do you call this?
A fist.
What do you call both?
Fighter. A fist.
Say again?
A fist is.
Okay. What do you call any part of your body where it bends?
A joint.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body, this part of your body?
A breast.
You call it that for you too?
I guess hell. It's
okay.
The top part.
Okay.
It's breast bones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, what do you call these?
Shoulders.
Okay. And what is this?
A hand. Did you want me to say chest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want you to say it.
Well, chest.
Would you say chest probably for yourself rather than
the
rest?
Yeah, chest.
Okay. What do you call part of your body that you walk on? This part?
Legs.
All right, and at the bottom?
Feet.
Okay. What do you call this part up front that you might bruise if you fell?
Chin.
Okay.
Chin.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call the back part of your thigh? Like if you squat down, you say, I'm squatting down on my...
Hips?
Okay, or can you think of any other thing? Would you say hunches or haunches?
My hunches.
Haunches?
No.
Okay. What do you call somebody who can lift heavy weights?
A jock.
Okay, but you say he's real...
Cocky.
He's real what?
Cocky.
Okay, and any other words for that? Somebody who's real, who can run great distances.
Strong, fast.
Okay. What do you say if, you know, an old person, like maybe he's 80 years old, but he still gets up every morning and jogs 3 miles and everything, you'd say, well, he may be old, but he's still quite...
active.
Okay. All right, you might say, if you're a little kid, you might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money around on the table and leaves the door unlocked, you might say, well, he's
a dumbass.
Yeah. or you might say, he's mighty...
dumb. Stupid.
Okay, I want a particular word. It's like that. All right, say, you're taking a math test, and you're doing the math okay, but you're adding wrong. I mean, you got the ideas right, but you're adding it up wrong. You say, oh, those are really... the mistakes you're making are really... Alright, it's the opposite of careful.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Stateful.
No. Alright, somebody who leaves a lot of money out on the table, he isn't careful, he's...
careless.
Okay. what do you call somebody that... maybe it's somebody you know, you can't joke around with him or anything because he'll lose his temper, you might say, well, he's... a real... Okay, say it's somebody, he's not very, very good-natured, and he loses his temper if anything
goes wrong.
He's
very ill.
Very what? Ill-tempered? Would you say something shorter than that, maybe? Like, you better not try to joke with him, he's real...
quick-tempered.
Okay.